Guzman Tree Service and Landscaping. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 8:25 and time for Tech Talk with the Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Tech Talk brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Wall Street is bracing for a lower opening.
Well, that worked just famously. Let me try that one more time.
As the leaves fall, it's the perfect time to grow your financial know-how. At Emporia State Federal Credit Union, they believe in helping you create a strong financial future. Whether you're learning to budget, save for the holidays, or plan for the new year, they're here to help every step of the way. Free courses and calculators can be found by clicking on the banner at esfcu.com or text or call them today, 620-342-2336. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is 8:26, and it is time for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Doing very well this morning, Ron. Thank you. How are you?
Doing great today.
Good.
Always good to talk to you.
Good. Good morning, Chuck.
Karen, how are things going in the office today?
You know what? It's a good start this week. We've had a good start. It's a nice morning, so all is well.
You guys
had a board meeting last night.
I was just about set to reference that because you had a pretty busy meeting on the agenda, at least all the different things with first readings for one. You've got some conversations about animals on campus, precision agriculture, the whole nine yards. You guys covered a lot of ground yesterday.
We did cover a lot. It was a lengthy meeting, and I appreciate the time that the board gave us. So yeah, we had a good meeting, but we got a lot accomplished. I will say this: board is very supportive, and they're very aware of things, and they're moving things forward. So I appreciate their leadership.
Well, they've got to be on the ball too to stay up with you. You've got a lot going on, a lot on your plate, and you got a lot to talk about here this morning, and we want to focus right now on precision agriculture, a new program, and Coy Horton is with us, faculty for precision agriculture. Coy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good. Good to talk to you.
Well, Coy, where are things at here when it comes to precision ag at this particular point in time, considering that this is really a brand new venture, long discussed, but a brand new venture here for the college?
Yeah, so right now we're just getting started. We're 10 weeks into class. Kids are very eager to learn right now. So right now we're going into some crop sciences and then some precision farming technology that goes into your displays and satellite communications between them.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing stuff. I mean, I grew up on a spring wheat farm in southern Saskatchewan years and years and years ago, and things have changed mightily over the years. That is for sure. Well, we'll talk about the curriculum overall, Coy. What do precision agriculture students basically learn?
Yeah, so some of the highlights of our program are we go into diagnostics of those displays and their communications, some CAN bus communications between the implement and the tractor and all those sensors. And then we go into drone school where the kids will learn how to fly the drone. They'll learn all the application techniques for the chemicals or fertilizers, and then also have the option to go on and take their FAA Part 107 test to become licensed to fly that drone, and then also have the option to take their commercial applicator's license through the state. Some of the other classes we have lean more into agronomy. We have some crop science classes, some soil science classes, and then also some ag economic classes towards the end of the degree.
Referencing Ron's point here, Coy, as to just how significantly, you know, agriculture has changed over the last 40-plus years, can ag producers now, if they're getting into the field, can they really avoid getting some of this knowledge now, or is this now starting to become a point where you need this in order to maximize your operations and really maximize profits going forward?
Yeah, so In my opinion, it all depends on the operation and how comfortable you are with the technology. And I think that's what we're trying to get put out there is, you know, some of these students are planning on going back and working on their family farm. Well, that gives their family the comfort of knowing how these systems work. If you're comfortable with these systems and understand them, really they're just as reliable as some of your older equipment.
But you're also tracking into areas, too, where you have more information than, you know, ag producers have had at any point in time in agriculture's history.
Yes. So I'm kind of a data nerd. I like looking at the yield maps, the soil maps, and things like that. I like analyzing them and trying to figure out a problem. And that's one thing that's very different. You know, not that long ago, we, you know, didn't have any of this information. We just had soil maps, and that was it. You know, we had an overall yield of what an entire field made, but you couldn't precisely put a certain yield in one place.
Again, we're chatting with Coy Horton, faculty for Precision Agriculture, Flint Hills Technical College Tech Talk, with Flint Hills Tech College President Dr. Karen Daugherty. Coy, how's interest been in the program? I know this is the first venture at this at Flint Hills Tech College. Do you see good things coming down the road?
Yeah, so I've got a pretty good sized class, a class that I'm comfortable with for the first year. You know, it's kind of good to just start a little slow, but I've already had talks with several prospective students for next year, so I am very, very excited for the upcoming future.
And more importantly, Karen, how excited are you about the future of the program?
We're very excited. As we referenced, the board approved this drone last night at the board meeting. This is about a $33,000 drone. We need to give credit and appreciation also to Patterson Family Foundation to help us get some of this equipment to make sure that we're putting the students on the right foot, the right experience, the right equipment in their first year. So this is really a benefit to the program. And this is something that we had been working on well before I started. So I think even Dean, when he was here, there were conversations about the precision ag. And so this has been 7 or 8 years in the making. So it has been something, a program that our region has been requesting. Our ranchers, our farmers, the implement dealers have been really supporting us to open this. So we do have a lot of traction already. One thing I want to give Coy credit to is, you know, his family operates a farm in North Lyon County, and so he already has some credibility in the industry, if you will. So I do appreciate that. And so every one of our programs has a program advisory committee, and so that advisory committee is comprised of professionals in that industry that help us align our curriculum. They help make sure our curriculum is relevant, that our programs stay renewed and in line with what the field or the industry requires. And certainly his advisory committee, his PAC members are doing that as well. So again, we appreciate that kind of investment and work that advisory committees do, and that's certainly another area that's guiding a lot of what COI is doing as well in getting this off the ground and working with those pieces of equipment we need to have to get started.
Let me hit the rewind button for just a second here, if I could. Did you say the drone was $33,000?
Our eyeballs both kind of popped out of our head when we heard that.
Well, I know that they come in all sizes and price ranges, but Coy, this sounds pretty cutting edge stuff there.
Can you get
there.
It off the ground? Is the next
yeah,
question.
This one has all the new technology. I wanted one that had all the right sensors and obstacle avoidance, you know, so it was pretty hard to wreck. And so that's kind of where that price comes from. I wanted it to be almost foolproof, not only for the students, but for me, because I've never flown one, so I got to learn, too.
Speaking of that, you know, Coy, with what you mentioned here and what Dr. Daugherty just mentioned, how would this program have helped you you know, taking yourself back to your days as a high school and college student, how would something like this have helped you and your family operations?
Yeah, so one of the big things that, I mean, we're kind of doing at home is just, we're just getting started in some of this precision stuff and trying to, you know, kind of find the right footing and stuff. And that was my whole goal in college, was to go learn something that I could take back home. And I see a lot of that in these students that I have in class. They are eager to learn because it applies to their livelihood and something that they're very passionate in.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. So, yeah, great program, precision agriculture out at Flint Hills Tech College. Coy Horton of the faculty with us here this morning. So, you're pretty happy with the way things are going here first year, Coy?
Yeah, things are actually going a lot smoother than I thought. I am very excited to. I hope by next year we got our facility ready to go. Fall of 26, hopefully we're moved into a new facility just kind of on the outside of town, south of town, near Welding. So hopefully we'll have our own space next fall and be fully ready to roll.
You know, and Karen, can you answer that question?
I was waiting for the follow-up there. So, yes. The board has approved, and we are submitting a CDBG grant, but even if the community development-based grant does not come through, our board has, we're working with Mr. Jeff Haas, and we have purchased the facility that is about 0.2 miles from the welding facility that is currently Summit Oil, that will become the Precision Ag facility. So it's going to be down near the welding facility. And we are just some of the logistics right now, just kind of tying up some loose ends, waiting on some grant opportunities. And if those don't come through over the next six weeks or so, we will move to Plan B, and Plan B is a pretty solid one as well. And so what Coy said, that he hopes to be in something by August, I do believe that he's going to be, I think he's going to be able to get his wish, but we'll just have to see how a few other cards play out.
Understood. Now, Dr. Daugherty, I did want to, because we did mention, and this was completely unplanned, the animals on campus, and then I want to roll into advancing tomorrow, because you know we need to get an update here for you on that. But since the animals popped up, and it wasn't planned, really briefly, what prompted that discussion, and has there been any resolution on what you needed to do?
Yes. So the animals on campus, we have three committees on campus that always go through our policies, and so this cycle of policies was an ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, so we just need to make sure that we are in alignment with some federal requirements, and we had not included a small horse, miniature horse, alongside dogs as service animals. So we needed to update our policy to reflect what the federal government allows as service animals.
Okay. Where do things stand now with Advancing Tomorrow?
Advancing Tomorrow, as you're aware, what, about 3 weeks or a month ago? So last September 15th, Simmons was here, and we celebrated that $500,000 donation to the naming rights for one of the labs, the Simmons Industrial Engineering Lab. And so that continues, I think, through the fall. Between now and January 1, you're going to hear Tier 3, a few more announcements related to that. We feel very good about the pace of this. What I would like to see is we get to a certain point by January 1. There's another conversation we need to have related to some other opportunities, maybe related to some like Public Building Commission, kind of see what kind of opportunities might be there, just kind of exploring that. And the college has some funds that we will certainly put into the kitty, if you will, and we would love to see us break ground in late 26, if not early 27.
Outstanding. That's a good movement indeed. Right there.
We feel good about the pace right now. We feel good about our options. We feel good about the plan we've laid out. So we are certainly hoping. Actually, we have the ground boring, so we have to get some of the groundwork. So that's happening right now that's going toward this project. So there are some little incremental things that we can go ahead and do right now that we're starting with the engineers and some of that. So I would love to say less than 12 months we've got groundbreaking, but we'll see how that plays out.
Once again, a very informative Tech Talk program here with Coy Horton, faculty of Precision Agriculture. Good to talk to you, Coy. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. Good to talk to you, too.
Good to talk to you. And Dr. Karen Daugherty, president of Flint Hills Tech College. Karen, always a pleasure.
Appreciate it. Appreciate Emporia State Federal Credit Union support as well. Thank you all for making this available for us.
We'll talk to you later.
All right. Y'all have a good week. See ya.
That is Tech Talk, brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. NMLS number 424-226, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. It's 841.
Be a part of Hope-a-Palooza, the annual SOS fundraiser on Friday, October 17th at Emporia State's Memorial Union's Webb Hall.